From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Colombia, five top officials have left President Alvaro Uribe's government in the space of a week. Among them, the commander of the armed forces, the defense minister, and the head of the national police. The officials have either resigned or been forced out under pressure. The departures follow the defeat of a referendum the president sought to help fight leftist rebels as well as crack down on corruption. The series of changes has raised questions about Uribe's leadership and his war on drug trafficking insurgents. Joining us now from Bogota is Juan Forero, correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
What can you tell us about this cabinet shakeup? What led to it and what does it mean?
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, there was a national referendum here in Colombia. Uribe had been pushing Colombians to try to approve a package of tax reforms and corruption-fighting methods. And he wanted them to approve it through a 15-point referendum, which was very complicated and hard to understand. Turned out that not enough people voted for it, so it failed, and that was his first big defeat. And it prompted this cabinet shakeup, basically. So there's a sense here that the administration has been stumbling and losing direction.
Why was that referendum so significant that so many people would use that as a jumping-off point?
Well, Uribe wanted this referendum to pass because it would have given him new powers to control state spending, and that's crucial to meet some IMF demands here in Colombia and also pay for the military buildup that is part and parcel of the Uribe administration.
The president of Colombia, Alvaro Uribe, is very popular in the polls. He's got something like a 70% approval rating. How can he be that popular and still not get that referendum through?
Uribe is popular. The problem was that the referendum was very complicated, and there was also a very concerted effort by unions and some politicians to try to prod Colombians into abstaining, and that's what happened. So I think it was a combination of two things. One is the people here were concerned about some of the points on the referendum, and the other side of it was that there was an effective lobbying campaign against it.
President Uribe has been a strong ally of the Bush administration, and the United States has given $2.5 billion over the past 3 years to help in the war on drug trafficking and terrorism in Colombia. How does this shakeup affect that dynamic, do you think?
I think the United States was very worried about the way this thing has been going down because it has reflected badly on the government. It's made it seem that the government is rudderless, and that's something that the United States doesn't want. I think there was also a lot of concern about the defense minister leaving because among some quarters in the Bush administration, she was very well liked.
Do you think that the instability might lead to any increase in drug trafficking or the kinds of things that the Uribe government has been cracking down on?
I don't think so. I think if you talk to political analysts, one of the things that they'll tell you here is that the big problem with this was the way these resignations were handled. The Colombian protocol calls for a cabinet to resign en masse on one day after a political setback with a strong presidential speech. That gives the aura of the president being in charge and rejuvenating his cabinet and then moving forward anew. But that's not what's happened here because folks have been resigning one day after the other without much explanation.
Does confidence seem to be shaken on the part of the people in Colombia?
I think Colombians are probably confused about it because, as I mentioned, they're used to seeing a cabinet resign en masse after a political setback, and that's not what happened here. Usually what happens is after a political problem, the president will simply clean out part of his cabinet or all of it, and some new people will come in to reinvigorate it. But that didn't happen here, and so it doesn't have that feel of being a new cabinet ready to move forward. At the moment, it just feels like the government is stumbling.
Juan Ferreira, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Juan Ferreira was a correspondent with the New York Times. He spoke with us from Bogota.